This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Tune in to WHYY and you'll hear stories of job loss and creation, urban decay and renewal, the heydays and the lows that Pennsylvania's cities and towns experience in a post-industrial era. Many of these stories come from the statewide public media initiative known as Keystone Crossroads. It's just launched a podcast called Grapple. I recently spoke with editor Naomi Sterobin about Grapple. I asked her what stories she and her team pay attention to.
You know, the story of Pennsylvania cities is the story of the loss of coal, the coal industry, the steel industry. And as that's happened to Pennsylvania cities, other things have tumbled. We've seen joblessness. We're seeing schools that aren't up to par. We're seeing poverty. What we are starting to see now and what Keystone Crossroads and Grapple is documenting is the recovery. In many cases, how cities are turning a corner and getting better.
What's available on Grapple so far?
We launch two episodes each week. So the first episode is place-based. In the first week, it was Monoy City and then Chester. And then we, along with that, have a companion podcast where we step out of the city and talk with people about some of the issues that emerged in that podcast.
Doing without is a common theme. You know, without a feeling of safety in your city or without finances, keeping your city clean or your infrastructure intact. These are really grim situations. Now, we hear a lot of emotion about doing without in the voice of Donna Hudson here. This is from one of the podcasts. She's a resident of Clairton, which is south of Pittsburgh.
We don't have a bank. We don't have a grocery store. I don't know what the future holds. If we don't get some business and stuff in here, it's a dying city.
A dying city. She's at a loss.
Yeah, and I've been there. This is a city that relied very heavily on one industry, a coal breaker. It's barely operating now, so people have left. It's hard to raise a child in that city and say, you should stay here when there's no jobs available.
Distressed places, Naomi, are not functioning in a vacuum. So other towns and cities are crying out for answers to the problems they face. Here's a gentleman you interviewed. His name is Jim Rhodes. He's a borough engineer of Monoy City, 50 miles northwest of Reading.
I think there's a lot of areas in the United States that are in a similar situation, and you know, there's no easy solution. So you just kind of got to make the best of it and do what you can to make it a better place.
Where do we find the answers to creating a better place?
There are lots of answers. And one of the things we've tried to do with this project from the start is to not just talk about decay and distress, because there are people turning cities around. We spoke with a reporter named Cheryl Gay Stolberg about Eastern Kentucky, which was heavily coal dependent. Now they're turning around. They're retraining older coal workers to do new things. They're starting new smaller businesses. And they've sort of decided, rather than relying on one silver bullet business, they use the expression 100 BB bullets. You know, they don't want to depend on one industry.
There are answers. I was listening to one of the podcasts. There are answers in acting regionally. Describe what that is.
A lot of times you see small cities competing with each other, and they're sort of wasting their dollars and effort competing with each other rather than working together regionally. So that is one of the solutions we look at in Pennsylvania and outside of Pennsylvania.
What does the podcast format allow Keystone Crossroads to do with Grapple?
I know this sounds funny when you talk about distressed cities, but it's a little more fun because, first of all, we can stretch our wings a little. We can have longer conversations with people on the ground to get deeper into issues. And also, frankly, should it come up, should somebody curse, for instance, podcasts are allowed to have curses in them, whereas live radio is not.
There's a timeliness to these stories, but they don't expire. They have longevity.
There is a little bit of timeliness in that we have an election, and we've had candidates, presidential candidates coming through and vice presidential candidates coming through these Pennsylvania cities and talking about trade and talking about retraining people for new manufacturing jobs. So these are all important issues for these cities and for us. So that's the timeliness factor, but mostly not, because this is a long-range effort that these cities are seeing in Pennsylvania and outside of Pennsylvania.
For a while in this media market, there seemed to be nothing covered journalistically or spoken about west of Wayne, Pennsylvania, on the main line. How far will Grapple take us?
All across the state, just as Keystone Crossroads reporting has done for the last 2.5 years. So we are in Pittsburgh, we're in Erie, we're in Altoona and Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, all over the state.
Well, good luck to you. It sounds exciting, and it is very good to listen to Grapple. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you.
At was me speaking with Naomi Sterobin, the editor of Keystone Crossroads. She hosts the new podcast, Grapple, and you can find it at keystonecrossroads.org/grapple.